In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 193 of the 80%. Do you have a credit card or are you planning to get one soon? Then join me today and let's unlock the power of plastic with our credit card tips. These strategies will ensure that your financial journey starts on the right foot and lead you away from debt problems. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Alam nyo ba na hindi ako nag-apply ng credit card? So, nung nagkatrabaho ako, a few months after, I think mga 5-6 months after, may dumating sa akin na pre-approved na credit card. And a few years after, I think mga 2 or 3 years, another pre-approved credit card from another bank dumating din. And through the years, usually ganun yung nangyayari. May mga pre-approved na credit card na dumadating sa akin. Umabot sa 5 credit cards yung ginagamit ko, and that was the time na nagkaroon ako ng credit card problems, no? Nabaon tayo sa utang, which I struggled for around 3 years na mabayaran, 3-4 years. But after that, I was able to get myself out of debt, and that's when I learned na dapat maging responsible credit card user na ako. Now I have 3 credit cards. 2 I regularly use. Yung isa, backup lang. And for today, I'm going to share with you the lessons that I've learned in being a credit card user. Especially if you're a first-time credit card user, kung bago ka pa lang sa credit card, ito dapat yung tatandaan ninyo. Shout out pala kay Marky Gonzalez, who suggested this topic. I'm going to give you 14 tips that I hope will help you become a more responsible credit card holder. A credit card is a double-edged sword. If you use it responsibly, you'll reap many financial benefits. But if you're careless with it, the consequences can leave you in a financial disaster. Ang analogy ko palagi dyan is ang credit card parang kutsilyo. Kung marunong ka gumamit ng kutsilyo, pwede mo siyang gamitin para maghiwa ng ingredients at makapagluto ng masarap na pagkain. Pero kung careless ka, pwede kang mahiwa, masugatan. Our first tip is to understand the terms and conditions of your credit card. Know exactly what you're getting to avoid any surprises later on. Particularly, know the interest rate, annual fee, and all the other charges. A friend thought his credit card's interest rate was just 2.25%. It turns out that it's just for supermarket purchases, and the interest rate for all other purchases is 3.5%. Nakita niya kasi yung promo ng credit card, 2.25% lang. Hindi niya alam, merong fine print. Yung 2.25% just applies for purchases dun sa partner supermarket nila. Pag chinarge mo sa credit card in other stores or pinambili mo ng online something, 3.5% ang ia-apply na interest rate. So, nagulat siya kasi nag-revolve siya ng credit. And sabi niya, bakit 3.5% yung nilalagay? So, make sure to understand the terms and conditions. Especially yung credit cycle. May mga credit cards na mahaba. 40 days or 45 days yung cycle, merong mas maigsi, 30 days, meron nga 25 days lang. So, kailangan alam mo rin kung kailan ina-apply yung interest rate, especially if you're using your credit card for business, na very crucial yung timing. Number two is to know your credit card features and rewards. Know your credit card perks, particularly the discounts and benefits you get when you use them in specific stores or merchants. Aside from the reward points, some credit cards can also give cashback. And ito yung pinaka-importante sa akin sa pagpili minsan eh, na ano ba yung mga tindahan na lagi kong binibilhan? Meron ba silang partner na credit card doon? For example, itong particular gas station, meron silang partner na credit card and ito yung gas station kung saan ako lagi nagpapakarga ng gasolina. So I might as well get their credit card, their partner credit card, kasi not only do they give cashback if you use the credit card to purchase the fuel, meron ka ding price protect na pag tumaas yung presyo ng gasolina, makukuha mo yung presyo nila before for a day. No? So, may mga perks and alamin natin to kasi sayang yung mga maliliit na natitipid natin, they will eventually accumulate and it will add up to a good chunk of our savings. Number three is to be mindful of your card. Please don't take a photo of your credit card and post it online. Believe me, I've seen people do this. Nako, tuwan-tuwa sila na nagkaroon sila ng pre-approved credit card, pipicturean nila, tapos ipopost sila online sa social media. Nako, wag na wag mong gagawin yon, no? Don't just leave it lying around, especially in your house or office. Wag mong iiwanan na nakakalat lang sa desk mo or sa bahay because you'll never know sino yung makakita or mag-take advantage or mamaya mayroong mag-selfie sa office cubicle mo, hindi mo nakita, nahagip yung credit card number mo. Don't input your credit card details on unsecured e-commerce sites or apps and never give anyone your credit card number and CVV. Yung CVV yung 3-digit na nasa likod na katabi nung pirma mo. Actually, yun ang pinaka-importante na number na kung pwede ay never mong ipapakita sa iba. Tip number four is don't let it out of your sight. Always request that the credit card terminal be brought to you, especially in restaurants. If this is not possible, go to the terminal yourself and watch the transaction being processed. A friend had his credit card details stolen because a waiter in a restaurant took a photo of his card before bringing it back to him. Moreover, check your sales slip after every purchase. They might have charged you the incorrect amount. This has happened to me a few times and it only takes seconds to do. SOP na ngayon ng mga establishments na dinadala sa iyo yung credit card terminal. And that's good. Kasi nga, there has been bad practices. Pag kinuha yung credit card mo, dinala doon sa cashier. Along the way, pinicturean na yung harap at likod ng credit card mo. Mahak na yung. But also, yung sinacharge amount, di ba, usually pinapakita din kung magkano yung itcharge bago ipush yung transaction. You still double check it because it has happened to me na sosobrahan ng pindot instead na 500 yung i-charge, naging 5,000 na sobrahan ng isang zero. Right there and then, madali naman siyang i-reverse yung charge. But you have to check it yourself. Number five is don't treat it as free money. I've met people who think that credit cards translate to free money. It's not. Owning a credit card does not mean you have extra cash. So don't use it unnecessarily. And this was the reason kung bakit ako nabaon sa credit card debt. Dahil sa bawat pre-approved credit card na dumadating sa bahay, feeling ko, nagkaroon ako ng extra cash. May dumating na credit card na pre-approved na credit limit is 10,000. Feeling ko nagkaroon ako bigla ng extra 10,000 pesos. So mag-isip ko, ano bang pwede kong bilhin? Hindi siya free money. So this is just a way for you to have some breathing room in case you are in need of some extra money. But it is not free money. So it's something that you should use responsibly and i-charge mo lang siya pag talagang mga essential expenses. Number 6, use it primarily for convenience. I use credit cards because I don't like carrying large amounts of cash. It also saves me time from going to an ATM to withdraw cash when shopping. This is the number one benefit of credit cards. And totoo naman, di ba? Instead of magdala ka ng maraming pera, kung mag-grocery ka or may bibili ka ng appliance, you're going to buy something a little bit expensive, then having a credit card is more convenient. So yun ang primary use ng credit card. Okay? Number 7 is leverage on zero interest installment plans. Another great benefit of credit cards is the 0% interest installment for large purchases. You're not paying more than you have to and you get to do more with your budget. Kapag bibili ako lalo na mga appliances or even if it's time for me to buy some clothes, update my wardrobe, I always ask the establishment kung magkano yung kailangan kong i-charge para maka-avail ako ng 0% interest installment na benefit. So mas nag-free yung budget ko dahil hindi ko kailangan bayaran lahat para pwede mong paikutin, mas paikutin yung pera mo. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Number 8, use your virtual credit card online. Some credit cards offer a complimentary virtual credit card as an added layer of security. Use it for your online purchases instead of your actual credit card. Moreover, activate the one-time PIN or yung OTP and turn on SMS notifications to immediately catch fraudulent online transactions. So may added layer of security if you use the virtual credit card. And meron talaga akong credit card na online ko lang yun ginagamit. So hindi ko siya dinadala at hindi ko siya ginagamit in real life. Lahat ng online transactions ko, dun siya naka-charge at yun yung ginagamit ko. For example, buying plane tickets, paying for the online services that I am subscribed to, etc. Number 9, check your credit card statements thoroughly. When your bill arrives, immediately check if the transactions are all familiar and in order. If there's an unfamiliar charge, don't worry, just report it immediately. Credit card companies are quick and responsive to this issue. Fraudulent transactions are swiftly reversed. Your card gets blocked against further use and a new credit card is sent to you within days. May mga maliliit kasi na fraudulent transactions na hindi kagad or hindi parati na pa-flag ng credit card company. Kala nila normal transaction. So you have to check yung credit card statement mo and make sure na alam mo lahat ng naka-charge doon. May kaibigan ako na may nag-charge mga pa 300, 300 pesos, 500 pesos na pinambibili ng isang in-game app. Hindi niya napapansin kasi nga ang maliit tapos marami siyang credit card transactions. Hindi niya napapansin, not until mga after 4 months, 5 months, napansin niya, ano to, bakit may ganito? So yung pala, nahack na yung credit card niya or may nakakuha ng credit card number at saka yung CVV ng credit card niya. Tapos yun yung nilagay na credit card sa isang online or mobile game at yun yung ginagamit pambili ng mga in-game currency ng game. Make sure to check your credit card statement. Number 10 is to only spend what you can afford to pay off monthly. As mentioned earlier, credit cards don't provide you with free money. So make sure that you don't buy anything that you can't afford to pay within the month. It's part of your financial discipline to always pay your balance in full so you can avoid paying any interest. At ang tip ko for beginners, every time na i-charge mo yung credit card mo, i-withdraw mo na yung pera, ilagay mo sa envelope, ibabangga mo yon para pagdating ng credit card bill mo, meron ka na kagad na pambayad ng buo. Or if you want, every time mag-charge ka sa credit card mo, pag uwi mo sa bahay, do online banking at bayaran mo na kagad kasi pwede ka naman magbayad sa credit card mo multiple times. So pag nag-charge ka ng 1,000 ngayon, mamayang gabi o bukas ng umaga, magbayad ka ng 1,000 pesos sa credit card mo through your mobile app. Or mag-withdraw ka mamaya ng 1,000 pesos, ilagay mo sa envelope, and then just keep it up until dumating yung credit card bill mo, meron ka na kagad cash na pang bayad ng statement mo. Number 11, never miss your due date. Nako, ito very important. Credit cards have hefty late payment fees and exorbitant penalty charges. Avoid them by paying before the due date. If you can, pay your outstanding balance as soon as you receive your credit card bill. At ito yung madalas kong ginagawa. Pagdating ng credit card bill ko sa email, babayaran ko siya kagad. Para number one, hindi ko na siya isipin, hindi ko na siya kailangan tandaan na ito yung due date ko. And sa mga hindi naman maka-afford na gawin yon, set a reminder sa cellphone mo to pay your credit card bill or to check your credit card statement kung kailan yung due date. Ang isang tip ko dito, kaya siya naging convenient for me to pay my credit card bill as soon as they arrive, is because I called the bank at sinabi ko sa kanila na pwede ba yung credit cycle ko is towards the end of the month para yung credit card bill ko dumadating by the end of the month. So 29th or 30th, dadating na yung credit card bill ko. So pagdating ng sweldo, nang on the first or second day of the month, may pera tayo na pambayad ng credit card bill natin. So pwedeng gawin yon para matimingan yung pagdating ng bill na malapit dun sa sweldo mo. So that when it arrives, you don't have to wait for the due date anymore because you have the money to actually pay it immediately. Number 12, always ask for your annual fees to be waived. There are now credit cards that offer no annual fees. It's good if you have that. But if yours comes with an annual fee, then don't worry. Just be a good credit card user and your annual fees can easily be reversed upon request. I don't think I have ever paid annual fees ever since I became a responsible credit card user. Lahat ng credit cards ko may annual fees, pero lagi ko rin siyang napapa-waive. On a side note, your late payment fees can be reversed Sometimes if you call them with a valid excuse for missing your due date. Nangyari na rin sa akin to. Late ko nabayaran yung credit card bill ko because I was overseas. Nung nandun ako, hindi naman ako nag-check ng email. Na-miss ko talaga yung credit card statement ko. So hindi ko, nawala sa isip ko. So when I realized that I missed the due date, binayaran ko siya kagad in full. Tumawag ako doon sa credit card company. Nag-request ako kung pwedeng ma-waive yung penalty charges. After a couple of weeks, nag-email sa akin na i-reverse daw nila yung late payment fees ko. If you're a good credit card user, marami kang mga special requests na pwedeng makuha as benefit. Number 13, avoid having too many credit cards. One credit card is often enough. Having two credit cards is okay. But three or more is already excessive in my opinion. The temptation to spend is greater and you're more prone to missing out on payment due dates if you have too many credit cards. So as I shared earlier, tatlo yung credit cards ko, but I only use two. Yung isa talagang backup lang. Yung isa I use for offline purchases, yung isa I use solely for online purchases, tas yung isa backup. I don't think it's necessary for you to have 5, 6, 7, 8 credit cards. Kasi the more that you use a credit card, the higher yung reputation mo dun sa credit card na yon na maganda kasi lagi mong ginagamit and it's usually easier for you to request for an additional credit limit dun kasi lagi mo naman siyang ginagamit. Our last tip is to avoid making cash advances. Credit cards are not meant for cash advances. The interest rate is too high and it's immediately charged upon cash withdrawal. It's still best to have an emergency fund, of course, and if you need cash, try other loan options first, which usually offer lower interest rates. So kung kailangan nyo talaga ng pera, mag-personal loan kayo. May mga loan facilities kasi yun ang mababang interest rate. Ang cash advance, nako, sobrang taas ng interest rate niyan. Never use your card for cash advance. A credit card is not a necessity. You can actually live without one, in my opinion. But I also believe the benefits of having one are too good to miss out on. A credit card is a double-edged sword, and to learn how to use a sword, one must first master when to use a sword. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.